Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzz with you today, dealing with cold weather and your mama cow herd. Back on that in just a moment.
Hi, I'm professional bullfighter Chuck Swisher. With Pioneer Cellular, you get the best coverage on the area's most extensive 4G LTE network. That's no bull. It's a commitment to customers that's hard to match.
With Pioneer Cellular, you're covered when you travel around the country or right here at home. Having the best coverage is our proud commitment to customers and community. Pioneer has the phones you want with your choice family plans for everyone.
When you're looking for wireless service, look to the best. Call Pioneer or visit us online today.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation will be hosting a succession and estate planning seminar. Michael Kelsey issues the invitation.
We're going to tackle this issue in a seminar on February 10th in Oklahoma City at the Embassy Suites on Meridian. It's going to be an all-day deal. We invite all of agriculture to come. And certainly, we want to focus on our members, but if you're a farmer or rancher, maybe a row crop producer or something, and you're looking at some of these types of things, we invite you to come.
For details about this estate planning seminar, contact the OCA 405-235-435. 4391. We're in the middle of the coldest part of the year right now, and cattle producers need to be on their game when it comes to managing your beef cow herd. Justin Wagoner, Extension Beef Specialist, says cold weather does bring an increase in nutrient requirements.
Typically, as we get into the new year, January and February is, for as far as a lot of people are concerned, to be when we see some of the most volatile extremes in terms of cold weather, where we get into those extended time periods of excessively cold weather. And so I think it is something to be aware of, especially for spring calving herds, that most of them are either approaching the third trimester or are already calving. So that increases our nutrient requirements at one plane, and cold stress simply adds another layer to that.
Wagoner says it's important that you understand your cow's winter tolerance, and he says it relates to a benchmark called the lower critical temperature.
The general rule of thumb that we utilize is that cold stress increases maintenance energy requirements for a cow in good condition. We need to increase the energy density ration by about 1% for each degree below the lower critical temperature. Now, if we're in a scenario where we have cows that have a dry winter coat, the lower critical temperature is about 32 degrees, so right around freezing. As we go into the deeper winter months and we have had a chance to grow a sufficient winter hair coat, and we get into those, they can withstand temperatures as low as 18 degrees before they really start to experience cold stress.
Wagoner says producers need to make sure their cows are getting the right supplementation for more energy, which is actually more critical, he says, than protein when it comes to avoiding cold stress.
One of the things that seems to be a little bit confusing to cattlemen in general is just the difference between protein and energy. Cold stress simply just increases energy requirements. It does not increase protein or mineral requirement. One of the things we have to take into account is that most of our operations are going to be on some sort of low-quality forage, dormant native grass, maybe out on corn stalks during this period of the year. One of the things that I tend to recommend is when we get into those scenarios, if we have a feedstuff, such as some hay that's maybe of higher quality than the forage base that the cows are on, to utilize that and maintain our standard level of protein supplementation.
Oklahoma producers have something called the Cattle Comfort Advisor Index. It's available on the Oklahoma Mezzanet. This advisor tool gives you a cold index number for the current conditions, as well as forecast a couple of days out. Dry and wet conditions are calculated into that. Gives you an opportunity to understand better how to manage your herd during these cold weather conditions. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, future contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.